It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for the month of May, and surprisingly, we brought in some pretty good strength all the way across the board. Tried to remove some of it on Friday, but still finishing with some good gains. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
Spring planting is here, and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Third week of May brought in some solid performance as far as the grains were concerned, as we saw gains pretty much all the way across the board. Tried to take some of those gains away towards the end of the week, but we were still able to finish with some significant progress. A lot of the strength coming from technical buying to start the week. We've seen these markets giving up a lot of their premium and had no weather premium worked back into the marketplace. So we did need to see a little bit of risk premium brought back into the market. Overall, planting continues to move ahead, and it's ahead of the five-year average pace. Starting to see a little bit of concerns as far as emergence and as far as crop growth is concerned. That's going to start to show up in the weekly crop progress reports and have a little bit of impact on the market. But we got down to low levels that were so low that these markets needed to see a little bit of a bounce. When you look at it as far as the world standpoint, we're looking at having the cheapest wheat in the world. We're looking at having the cheapest corn in the world. It's just getting it to the people that need it. Corn demand continues to be extremely strong, and we saw a solid export sales estimate for new crop wheat. Old crop is coming close to the end of its marketing year, so it's not as significant anymore. But new crop wheat sales, actually, we're at a 12-year high. That tells us that there is demand out there if they can get our product. Overall, though, the markets did have a good week as Minneapolis wheat picked up over 33 cents for the week. We did see Chicago wheat gain anywhere from 17 to 19, while Kansas City was up 22 to 23. In the corn market, we saw 15 to 16 cent gains. Soybeans were a little bit less responsive. They actually saw only about 10 to 15 cent gains. Soybean meal saw $4 to $5 gains. Soybean oil was up 40 to 43 cents. But we did see some good strength in canola as that market was up anywhere from $15 to $18. In the meats, we struggled. That market is still trying to find its way. Technically, it's not looking very good. Fundamentally, it still remains strong. Live cattle picked up about $3.50, while feeder cattle saw about $3 gains as well. And most of it all came at the end of the week. Lean hogs continue to have a little bit of struggle as they were down about $2 to $2.50. Overall, this sets a good stage. We got a good base built. Now let's see if we can hold on to some strength as we go into the last week of trading for May.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.